You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast yet again. It's been a busy month this May. We've come to the end of it. Looking at a Fairy House card on this Thursday, May the 31st. We've got seven races for you at the County Meath venue. Not a particularly strong card, it has to be said. Quite weak, in a matter of fact. Only Battle of Jericho really is the star of the show. And given his odds, he should be a little bit of a walkover, which slightly dampens enthusiasm, really, with regards punting.
Race one.
And we've got a really tricky looking claimer as well to begin with at 5.50. Not too many horses come here with obvious looking claims. So it might well be that Hyperlapse has got a decent chance of finally getting off the mark. He was a bit disappointing, it has to be said, on his only start so far this season when he was third behind Ming. But he was beaten 11 lengths by Joseph O'Brien's chart. So it's a little bit disconcerting that he couldn't build on several useful performances last year on the grass. But now he goes back on the turf up against what has to be considered as a pretty grisly field. He's certainly got enough quality of what he's shown anyway last year to take a race of this nature. Talk Now looks to be the obvious threat, being trained by the same hand, of course. And, you know, he's shown a little bit of promise this season. That third behind Sagittarius Rising would certainly give him half a chance, or her half a chance of beating her stable companion. But it's got to be Hyperlapse here. He's certainly got enough quality, as I said, to win a race of this nature.
Race two.
On to the 6:20. Not a lot can be said here, really. Really poor race. And it should go the way of Battle of Jericho, who, of course, took part in several big races last season after winning a maiden at Leopardstown. He was run up behind Mickey Halford-Rizian at Dundalk in October. And then he rounded off the season by finishing a respectable seven, let's say, behind Abel Handy at Newmarket in a Group 3 contest on that occasion. He's got plenty of pace, and I'm not sure what he's going to be tackling later on in the season, but this should be an absolute penalty kick of all penalty kicks here. The main interest really is what's going to finish second, and given that Michael Mulvaney's horse is in good form, I'd be half tempted to go with my Silver Nails here to chase him home, or one for the forecast, or betting without markets. He's certainly done enough on his two attempts this season to suggest that, back on better ground, he'd be a little bit more effective. He didn't quite stay the trip last time out heavy ground, 7 furlongs at Leopardstown, despite racing prominently throughout. She's got the plum draw right round the inside as well in stall one. So hopefully my Silver Nails can get the better of Voy Hoyan and the unraced War Advocate there for forecast backers in race number two.
Race number three.
Onto the 6:50, quite a nice little two-year-old contest here. The standout one here, given that he was favourite first time out and shaped okay, is Palabras from the Gerline Stab. This filly by Palavicini has got a really good draw here tonight. For those of you who don't know Fairy House, there's around about a 2 furlong or 2.5 furlong run to the first corner. Then it's a 3.5 furlong turn in. So you need to be handy racing into the home straight. And having had the experience and drawn on the inside, hopefully she'll make plenty of use of that tonight in the hands of Sean Davis. There is a couple of others that I'd like to mention as well that I think could run well at big odds. Count D'Orsay was quite nicely back for an outsider on his debut at Navan over 5 furlongs. He made the run in and then he just didn't quite get up the hill on the run to the line. But he certainly showed enough on that occasion to suggest there's races to be won with him. He could have done with a better draw in stall 12, but Charles O'Brien's Charles at least has had the experience to get over and across. Another one to mention as well is Joseph O'Brien's unraced colt at Saltillo, who ran in one of those decent barrier trials, which has thrown up a couple of winners from Dundalk several weeks ago. And he could have, like I say, he could have done with another better draw at 13, but he shaped well enough on his barrier trial to suggest he's got quite a bit of ability as well. So a couple of interesting ones at double figure prices, Count Dorsay and Siltilio. But Palais Brice, drawn stall one, with that run under his belt and a good one at that as well at Navan, should hopefully take race number three.
Race four.
On to the 7:20 then, and this is a really weak affair. There's only a couple of horses really of any interest. Elegant Drama sets the standard with a rating of 82, albeit she's been a little bit disappointing on the last two starts. Okay, one of them was a listed contest at Nice. But her last one at Cork when she was sent off second favourite didn't really amount to much, really. I just didn't really like her finishing effort for one reason or another. She has got the headgear on, so obviously Connections aren't happy with her either. She could have done with a better stall in stall number nine. So it passes the book very much firmly over in the favour of Excelling Spirit, who caught the eye on debut at the Courier of the Day on really bad ground. Drawn 17 of the 18 runners, raced towards the near side rail and was well behind at halfway. But I do like this way this filly picked up in the latter stages from a poor track position to end up getting beat only a length and three quarters by a nice horse of Mickey Halford's. The pair of them were well clear of the rest, and the time figure the race is pretty good, but back on better ground today, this filly by Invincible Spirit with a nice low draw in stall five. If she can break cleanly and get herself into good challenging position turning into the home straight, I'd expect her to have too much quality and know-how for the rest of her opponents tonight, and she rates the best bet on the card.
Race five.
On to the 7:50. Very trappy looking handicap here. I'd be quite keen on the form that was shown at Dundalk back on the 2nd of May when Nami's was 4th and Mags Millie was 5th in quite a decent little contest, which is working out really well. The 3rd horse, Rockfish, has won a couple of times since for the Joseph O'Brien stable. The 6th horse, Flint, has won as well. That won at Sligo the other day. And I thought these two did really well, considering they're a good bit back turning into the home straight. Both of them finished their race off quite nicely. None more so than Namamese from the Andrew Slattery stable, who ended up finishing just a little bit further up the field than Mags Mill, and has got a much better draw here tonight, stall three, whereas Maximilly has got 13, which might just be a barrier too much to overcome for William Durkin's filly. But certainly having the profile and the run style to suggest that he can exploit one or two weaknesses in some of the opponents here tonight, I'd expect Namazee to go quite well here in the 7:50.
Race number six.
On to the 8:20 then, and we've got one or two horses that have caught the eye of late in the context of this race. No more so than Camille from the Joseph O'Brien Stable. Now, she went back to back at Navan and at Garran earlier on in the season, underlining the fact that she's quite a well handicapped mare. Up in the weights and dropping back in trip last time out at a really sharp track, Killarney. Even though the ground was on the soft side, she just didn't have enough tactical speed to cope with several who just did her for a turn of foot and home straight. But she did plug on quite well, certainly enough to suggest that stepping up now to a mile and a quarter, she could come into her own. She could probably done with a little bit more cutting the ground here this evening, if truth be told, but she's certainly going the right way, and stamina looks to be her forte. The other couple to mention as well here are Parry Pursue, who went really well the other day in a decent little contest down in Garran, only not to quite get home over a mile and a half. All his best form has been over a mile and a quarter. And he ties in quite nicely with Sheila's Hope, who clocked a good speed figure when winning at Cork the other day. And I do think that horse has been slightly overlooked here around about the 13 to 2 mark. But both of those two horses shape well in that particular contest and certainly can give the favourite here, Camille, the most to think about.
And the final race.
On to the final race then. And Aidan O'Brien looks as though he should hold all the aces here with Athena, who ought to take this really with a rating of 97. It's been thoroughly deserved as well. That race at the Curragh has worked out really well, that she was second in, as the third has gone on to win subsequently down in Cork. Upped in class last time out to Pat & Company at Newbury. She did everything but win that day. She travelled through the race quite strongly in the hands of Ryan Moore, only for the William Haggis trained Sea of Class, who's highly regarded to come and dive bomber in the latter stages with a nice turn of foot. But the pair of them were five lengths clear of a decent horse in third. Time figure was useful, and it was only till the the two-day declaration stage at Sea of Class, the winner of that race at Newbury was taken out of the Oaks in preference for another race down the line. So she's obviously up against a horse who had the potential to be a Group 1 filly further down the line. There's certainly nothing in the way of opposition of that nature against her here tonight. And with grand in her favour, the trip to suit, you'd expect really Athenia to finally get off the mark at the seventh time of asking there in the final race on the card. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you could join me again on Saturday. We haven't got a podcast tomorrow because there's three domestic cards, but there's only two domestic cards on the evening on Saturday night, Chepstow and Lingfield. So that means we're going to be covering Trammell's seven race jump programme beginning at 5:45, which of course will be in the show on Saturday evening. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.